chicken, soccer, and bread, three things that unify the Pereira family. You'll find the whole family on the sidelines of the son's soccer game cheering him on. And in the evening, you can find them together in the kitchen making Indian bread, a tradition passed down from generation to generation. On this episode of Happy Families, we join the Pereiras as they start their day by feeding the family chickens.
Hi, we're the Pereiras, and I'm Tanya.
I'm Neville.
I'm Kayla, and I'm 12 years old.
I'm Nick, and I'm 17 years old.
So I grew up with chickens in Goa, in India. And I remember my childhood running to the coop trying to gather these eggs when I was young. And so when Tyler, our oldest son, asked me, "Mom, can I bring some chicks home one day?" I didn't realize that he actually meant these baby chicks. I thought he was bringing some friends over. And I couldn't say no because I wanted to give my daughter the same experience I had when I was growing up, and she absolutely loves them.
She laid two. They're down there. Oh wait, three. Well, I actually went to India with her and she showed us her old coop. And so to see, like, now I have chickens and I'm probably doing the same things with them as she did when she was younger. It's kind of a neat experience. This is Chewbacca, and it's kind of a silly name, but we named her that when she was a baby because she used to be just like this fuzzy little monster. And she's the easiest one to catch, so that's why I got her. Yeah, I talk to them. I usually just say, like, how much joy they bring to me and how funny they are to have.
Who's with it? Come on! Well done, Nico. All right, back him up, Paul, back him up.
It's there's sports in every family, and we're just really glad to have soccer a part of it. What's amazing is how the whole family has rallied around the whole soccer thing, even including Mom. Mom's the loudest person that we have on the sideline, and it's just great to have her there. Kayla plays as well now. You know, seeing her brothers excel in this thing, it's been great to have everybody participate, including our my parents, and their grandparents too.
Go, Nick!
That's our boy.
Come on!
Yeah!
Oh no! Good try. Well, I tried playing it once, and I know I can't play it because I was playing it with my hands. I was trying to hold the balls with my hands, and that just didn't work. But for Kayla?
Well, when I first did soccer, I scored on the wrong goal, and still, I haven't scored a single goal that
awesome.
Is actually in my favor.
There we go, there we go, there we go, there we go. Okay, there goes Nicholas. Come on, Nick. Don't let him take it away from you.
I gotta tell you, growing up playing sports all my life, I never had this. I never had my sisters or my mom and dad show up to my games. My dad occasionally used to do it. And so being able to do that for Nick and Tyler and Kayla is a dream for me. And hopefully keep wanting us to be there. We have this whole community that we build around Nick and Tyler and Kayla. It's not only the players, but the parents as well that know them or have known them for over a decade now. We all know and love each other. Nick, Leclerc, go. Nico, make sure you got enough lead time with this guy, all right?
My favorite thing about having my family at the soccer games is probably when I'm on the field and I can hear my mom distinctly screaming whenever I score or make a good pass or something. My dad, he always has good advice to give to me because I obviously can't see everything on the field. Also, Kayla, she's learning from this, hopefully, so she can play. It's just a good family event. They're all supportive, and it's helpful for me.
We are Dynamite. Don't mess with dynamite, because when you mess with dynamite, it goes tick, 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 boom, dynamite, boom, boom, dynamite.
So we're making chapatis, which is an Indian bread that's actually quite a staple in India. I used to eat this when I was young. Neville did too. And so we taught the kids how to make this.
Typically, people make a batch just before a meal. A lot of times, you'll hear about families or the matriarch family getting up early in the morning before everybody else is up, just to make the chapati so that people can have it for breakfast.
Okay, so we're making chapatis, and all you need is wheat flour, some salt, some butter, and some sugar if you want to make sweet chapatis, and a lot of elbow grease.
So every time you smell this bread being made, even now, it brings back memories of growing up, mom making chapatis in the morning for breakfast, or before a meal or something like that. It's one of those scented memories that's etched into your brain.
Actually, it came out nice.
Nice doughy dough.
We did all wash our hands, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about Nick, but I did. I personally like sugar chapati.
Because Kayla likes sugar in hers, I just sprinkle a little sugar.
Don't forget to put butter.
Actually, a lot of sugar.
Did you put butter?
And then I guess she likes butter too.
Well, it tastes better when you have butter in it. A family is made up of many different personalities and people. And just like we made this bread out of many different ingredients and hard work. We may not look perfect, but we're all good on the inside.